Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And today's topic is Real Wizards. Oh,
none
yeah.
None of that fake wizard crap.
No fake wizards.
What counts as a real wizard and what's a fake wizard?
People who can do magic and people who fake it doing magic.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any real wizards?
Yes, dude.
We'll find out.
Fuck around and find out if there's real wizards or not, okay?
Mm. I feel like you do hear a lot about real witches and like people, especially like recently. I feel like real witching has had a real
witches
renaissance.
Witches back, it's
but real
in vogue.
Wizardry. With the sun and moon robes and the big beers has yet to come back.
Fuck wizards, man. I think wizards are my least favorite magic creator. I think witches,
really?
But not modern witches. I think traditional pointy black
Salem,
hat, green skin, tattered kind of black dress, stripy tights, pointy red shoes with witches kick fucking ass. Wizards with their bullshit towers. No, thank you.
And they're big heads, and it turns out they're just a man.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I fucking love wizards.
You're a wizard stan. That's fair.
The kind of art that is like this 80s illustration where it's a wizard, and he's got long fingernails, and he's kind of like evil looking, and he's bubbling some shit over a cauldron, and there's a cat in the back looking freaked out, and it's all like, like, that's my shit.
If they're evil, that sounds like a warlock. That sounds like a warlock because a warlock's an evil wizard, right?
Okay.
I don't think that's true.
What's a warlock then? Actually, I think warlock's a boy witch, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's a girl wizard?
An enchantress, perhaps? Nope, that's a girl enchanter. Actually, I don't think an enchanter is a real thing.
I think enchantress works.
Maybe, anybody can wizard.
Yeah,
I think it should be at any rate. And also, witch is actually a gender neutral term because boys were hung as witches in the witch trial times as well.
Oh, good.
So it's equal.
Poor men
hanged as witches. Well,
about time.
Yeah, about time men were hung as witches. I agree. what's his name? The guy who was like the witch finder. Harry Potter, that's right, should have been hanged as a witch. Cool, blimey!
Can you imagine the muggles find out Harry's magic and they burn him at the stake?
It's cool that we brought this back, as a society.
Yeah, we were like, you know what, like it worked back in the day. There were no witches for ages. Because, I mean, hey, guys, when was the last time you saw a witch? That's my question.
That's a good question, man. Fucking smart boy.
I'm a thinker. It's because we threw them all off cliffs and drowned them in ponds and stuff. Yeah. Well, actually, I guess the ones we threw off cliffs and drowned in ponds were just people.
Humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that like the test? And if they survived, then they're a witch? What's the logic behind that?
Yeah.
Because they throw them off the cliff.
Yeah.
Like, this will tell if you're a real witch. And then they... So, best case scenario, like if they are right...
Yeah.
Then they don't kill the witch... And the witch is angry.
You just look down at the cliff.
What's the next step supposed to be?
Fucking get out of there.
Run.
Pissed off a witch,
everyone,
dude.
Run. It's the witch's town now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Mm. I always think, like, okay, this is my question about real wizards. And maybe I've posited this on Shut Up A Second before, but we're nearly 425 episodes deep, so leave
me
alone.
There's going to be some...
Okay.
That's fun.
If we found a real wizard...
Yeah.
Like, right now, like...
In a shack somewhere?
Yeah,
or?
Like in a cave, like the government finds a real wizard...
The government, not us, we.
Not
like
us,
the collective we.
Like, it's like we found a real wizard in a cave. Does the government kill him? What do we think?
Why would they kill him?
Because the government would weaponize it.
I think it's what the government does.
Probably do some sort of torture by accident.
I think it's too much. I think the government would be like...
Sending wizards to Guantanamo Bay.
Wizards can get out of Guantanamo Bay. No, I think they can just teleport out. No, I think... Because the government would be like, if this is revealed, it changes too much about how we think the world works. We're going to put a bullet in the back of this wizard's brain. That's it.
It's sort of like aliens. What they do to the aliens?
Yeah. They'd just cover it up because maybe they would do some experiments. I don't know. But we, the public, can't know that a real wizard exists. Because if I know a real wizard exists, I'm like, the way I think about the world has been wrong this whole time. So shoot the wizard. That's what I think. That's just my personal
shoot the wizard, keep it secret, bury him in the cave.
Bury it in the cave. Nobody
But how do they know that their wizard's a proper wizard?
Yeah.
Because he does spells. He's like, oh, you found me. Fireball, fireball, fireball.
But wouldn't... See, if I was the government...
Sure.
And I will be.
And I look forward to you as running the country. Just Hayden.
Thank you.
Yeah. The whole government, one man. Hayden Bleachmore, one man government. That's your slogan.
I'll do all the jobs. I'll figure it out. I forgot what I was going to say. Sorry, I just had visions of me as the supreme leader and I got sort of distracted.
I just, I'm also consumed by the idea of you being the whole government and them being like, how are you going to do it all? And you're like, first hour of the day is garbage disposal. Next hour of the
second
day, education.
Second hour is...
public transport. Well,
I'll probably have it all done in the first hour.
Take a break at 12 for lunch. Yeah.
If I was the government and I saw a wizard shooting fireballs, I'd be like, oh, he's got some kind of machine.
Yeah.
He's got some kind of machine in his wrists.
What if you look him all over, he's got no machine? I guess that's where the experimentation comes
But he's
from.
Got the robes, and you're like, well, he's got the machine and the robes.
Yeah.
And then you capture him, there's no machine. You're like, oh, well, he threw the machine away before we could capture
him. But you search the cave, no machine. And he's like, by reading arcane books.
Well, there's probably a trapdoor in the cave, wasn't there, you fake wizard?
wizard.
And then I'd pull on his beard.
Maybe
it is a real beard.
I could, even if I was a fake wizard, I could grow a beard.
That's true, I get inconclusive.
It's just a man.
My name is Balthazar. He might have a familiar little cat. Anyone can have a familiar, I guess, yeah. Not just wizards.
My partner was asking me this morning in bed, what would your familiar be?
Mm.
And there's no good ones.
What are you talking about?
Have a cat, adorable.
Hyena.
No.
What's wrong with a hyena? That's sick as hell.
Oh, sorry, I meant like is in from the standard familiars.
Oh,
like
I see.
The Harry Potter universe, for example. Owls, cats, toads, yeah, rats.
Toads? Sick as hell.
No good one. I wouldn't, that seems like a burden.
What, have a toad?
Hayden, you have a cat.
I know, but if I was doing magic stuff with
But the way a familiar works is they're like a friend. They don't just hang around. I'm in my witch's hut, brewing a potion to ruin crops, and I'm like, hey, Balthazar, that's the name of my toad.
That's also the name of you?
Yeah, no, my name's Jackson Bailey.
Okay, you named him after the wizard the government family.
Yeah. I got one magic guy name. Yeah. All right, his name's Derek, then. And I'm
I like Balthazar. I like the rich history of this hypothetical.
It's the same wizard. He got turned into a toad, and then he became
like
my
Scabbers situation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Balthazar, do you reckon this potion will destroy the crops of the farmer? And Balthazar's like, yep, I reckon. And that's how he sounds. And that sounds sick as hell. Yeah, Balthazar.
Is that what they do? They just a sounding board for some ideas?
Yeah, they're your friend.
And I think they also like know Satan. So like, if you're like, hey, Balthazar.
Get a message to the big guy.
Yeah, like, and tonight at Black Mass, like, can you tell Satan we're going to do like a Black Mass dance naked and lick his butthole or whatever? And Balthazar's like, sounds good.
So wait, are familiars regular animals or are they demons in animal bodies or something?
I think they're like magical animals or something. Yeah.
Can you make any animal a familiar that you just find if you're a powerful enough
I think
wizard?
Some work better than others, but you probably could.
Like, could Hayden and I turn our regular cats into familiars?
I think that would be super easy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cat's the best familiar out of the basic ones, because cats take care of themselves. What I like about cats in real life and also in wizard life, they figure it out.
Yeah.
Feed them, like, twice a day, they figure the rest out.
What about this for a familiar?
My cat's got into a fight. Shut up, Jackson. My cat's got into a fight today.
Yeah.
What about?
With each other?
With each other, with another cat. So we have a lot of boy cats in the neighborhood, and we always thought, like, Stringer fights them quite a bit, and we're used to that. But a new one's rocked up that we've called Beige Cat, because beige.
Right.
And it's beautiful. It looks like a pretty little girl cat, but it's a mean boy cat. And today it got into a fight with Eggs on Toast, our kitten.
Oh, rude.
And Toasty, like, sprinted into the house and was like, meow! Because she doesn't have a proper meow yet.
Yeah.
And every time you tried to like pick her up to check if she was okay, she hissed at you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if she was,
and so the other cats didn't come to the rescue.
No, Stringer was too busy being like, this is your own fault.
Yeah. Well, you got to learn sometime.
If Toasty or Stringer had been your familiar, they would have been able to get the devil involved. So,
yeah, that's
wouldn't
true.
That be
or telepathically communicated with you.
Yeah.
Hey, come stomp this cat for me.
And I would have.
A familiar that I think you're all forgetting that is sick as hell is the fox. Huh? What about the fox?
Is that an option? The fox would be sick.
The fox was an option.
Fox is absolutely an option. The other
so fluffy and they make that weird...
Cool is that? Plus, they do the cat thing where they kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah.
He's off in the woods.
But they can't be domesticated at all. They've tried a lot.
Yeah.
And they're like, they've tried to breed out the horrible foxy tendencies, but you
nothing
can't breed out a fox's foxiness.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but...
And they get mange.
Yeah, well, you're in charge of the fox, just like, you know, shampoo
it
or whatever.
I can't stop it from getting mange.
I think you can. You can stop a cat from getting mange, can't you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Cats get mange. Dogs get mange. Foxes just, they go unchecked.
Yeah,
We have a mange fox at the moment that lives on the property, and it's very disorientated because of the mange.
Sure.
It's also hairless, and you 100%... I understand now that back in ye olden times that they were like, a demon.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because I saw it and was like, a demon. And Ben was like, oh no, that's
and you've
just
been
a
to
fox.
University.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have many degrees. But I saw this hairless fox and just was like, that's
there's
Satan.
The devil. There
is
he is.
Because when I used to live around where you currently live, Zoe, and there used to be a mangy fox that we would spot sometimes. Is it the same mangy fox? Or
I think it's a new mangy fox because he's been kicking around for a while. Also, a couple of our cockatoos have mange, and that's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yuck.
A bird with mange is just going to be like a roast chook, but alive.
Yeah, it's gross. I'll send you some photos I took of it.
Please.
It's a cockatoo, so it's got no feathers, but it still has the crest. And it looks
all
fucking... It's grey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I should not have
but
looked up foxes
fox...
with mange. This is disgusting.
Yeah, so it's nasty.
I'm going to look it up.
Do it. So the mange fox that we've got at the moment, it's really disorientated. So it doesn't... It wants to hide from us, but in the same vein, it gets... Like, it doesn't hide in its usual hidey holes.
Oh, it does look like a demon.
Yeah, it does. So every now and then we'll be walking down the path to, like, the front of the house, and it will just be, like, chilling in a bush. And then it will realize that it's way too close to us and freak out and run. So what we had to do was buy some air horns that we carry around because we're scared it's got to, like, get freaked out and bite us.
Right.
That's fair. Yeah. Man.
So we've just got, like, a little... Now you just hear us walking around being like... Bah! Bah!
You can fix mange, though. Can't you, like...
I'm not taking that fox to the vet. That fox will die.
Yeah.
That's fair. What you should do is get a blow dart and knock it out, give it a good shampoo, and I assume that will fix it.
Yeah, I don't think it's just that they're dirty. I think there's something else going on there. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure once you're balding, you shampoo and then your hair grows back, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good point. Fair call, fair call.
He raises a very good point there.
I was in a cemetery the other day. And I saw a fox with something in its mouth, and I like to think it was an apple, but maybe it was a bone from a dead person. That was pretty cool to see. It was raining in the cemetery. I just go for a walk there because, like, the amount of hours we have to walk is up, so I can, like, reach the cemetery now and have time to hang out there. And, yeah, I was just wandering around, and I saw a fox, and he had something in his mouth, and I was like, you cheeky boy, what have you got?
And you thought it was either an apple or a human bone?
It looked like...
Those were your options.
They don't look very similar to me.
Well, he was in a graveyard. I couldn't see his face, but he had something in his mouth, you know.
And your two options were apple, small, round and red, or bone, thin, long and white.
Well, you're thinking of, like, a femur. Who knows what kind of bone it was?
It could have been
the hip
socket.
Could have been a chunk of spine, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. So are you saying, speaking back to wizards and witches and warlocks, that if you had to be one, Hayden, because you love the wizard, you're going to sit in your little wizard tower and pore over tomes and look and talk to a skull with a candle on top of it and observe a big crystal ball? That's your life if you got to pick one of them?
Yeah, have a cat running around, but they take care of themselves.
Yeah, and you got lots of big books everywhere, but like scattered higgledy-piggledy.
That's the dream. I'm in the sun and moon robes or the star and moon robes or whatever. Got a floppy hat.
Yeah. I guess.
Got long fingernails too. Like wizard with long fingernails.
That sounds annoying. Comes out of. It sounds.
No, it's good.
Like they'll get caught on stuff.
No, they won't.
And you gotta clean under them constantly.
Yeah.
No, I don't because I'm a wizard. The gunk is magic gunk, and it makes my lightning fingers better.
Do you have a big window that you can like look out of to see like I don't know the peasants or whatever? Good wizard.
Yeah, I've got traps. I've got traps.
Okay, so bad wizard. You're a bad wizard.
Oh, yeah. I'm more like an anti-hero wizard. I'm like the Punisher of wizards.
Okay. You're killing the mob. Yeah, that's cool.
I kill the mob and the Yakuza when they come to get me.
Why? What? You're dead. What did you do?
I guess I don't know. I owe the money probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm also a gambling man.
Yeah. Yeah. You borrowed a lot of...
It's cool that you love gambling. Like, you could fix...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I tried. Didn't work.
Maybe you get your wizard tower, you got financed by the mob, and now they want their returns.
Maybe I got caught using my powers to make the dice show up seven every
time.
Hey,
Vinny, we got to break this wizard's legs. Yeah, and they come before you. Oh, no! A wizard running out of a casino, like, holding up his robe like a dress is very funny. Oh, no!
Just like, he's got all the chips, like, he's, like, folded up his dress, so he's got, like, a fucking... Yeah.
Oh, no, they're gonna get me! But, like, I don't know, I guess maybe his wizard's staff he can't reach because if he lets go of his dress he'll throw the chips everywhere. He's gotta run, get a cab home. Fair enough.
The cat runs and picks up my staff for me.
Oh my god, we're in such
Come,
trouble. Can I hear your wizard voice? Because you gotta do a wizard voice, you know, if you're
gonna give me something to say, give me a line.
I don't know, maybe like leave this place immediately is maybe a good wizard line.
I don't think I'd say that as a wizard.
Well, you decide the fucking line.
I think I'd probably say, scram! Scram, twerp! I'll bash you!
Get off of my lawn!
You sound very... There's not a lot of confidence to your wizard, and I like that. Scram, twerp!
Well, yeah, it's a really...
Get out of here!
You know?
Yeah.
Behind my wizard, there is a soft little boy that it's covered in the star and moon robes. The hard exterior of a wizard.
What about you, Zoe? What would you pick? Would you be wizard, witch, warlock, enchantress, sorcerer?
And then what voice?
Yeah.
You put me on the spot.
Would you want me to go? I could go while you have a thing.
No, because I think like a witch, you've got the iconic like, it's a witch,
great witch voice, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, which I can do.
Like, and I like
that I was trying to think to be like, could I do...
Any other voice. Like, I like the witch was describing herself. That's good. You're like, oh, hi there, witch Zoe. It's a witch, a witchy, witchy, witch. I know.
Witchy, witchy, witch.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for potions or whatever.
That's funny if, like, just Zoe did that just in an office. Zoe.
It's a Zoe.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Well, what's it?
But witches have the classic phrases. Mm. I don't think there's any classic enchantress or warlock
That's
or wizard
true.
Phrase.
Good point.
Because like
right.
I can do like bubble, toil and trouble.
That's
like,
true. Yeah. What about like
and you also got? I'll get you, my history. Pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Great. But I guess if we're doing movies, you could do Fly, You Fools for wizard.
Yeah, true. Which is kind
but
of...
that's not very wizardy.
No. But
Fly, You Fools.
Anyone can say Fly, You Fools.
Aesthetically, though, Zoe, do you like the witch? Like, do you like they're living in a shack? You got a cauldron, a cozy cat on your lap, a fire going, the sound of the forest outside.
Nice.
It does sound good.
Nice.
I feel like onions witches hanging. Should live... up high. I feel like they should live in like a treehouse shack in the forest.
I don't know.
What, the ground is, what if a bear comes in?
What about a swamp witch? Swampy, you know, like living on...
I want to be a Hansel and Gretel witch.
Oh, nice. Mm, nice.
Okay.
Candy house.
Yeah.
Come in,
and I'm
children.
Quite rotund.
Yes. Yes, that's a good
while
witch.
I was waiting for the cat, while I was waiting for the children to rock up, I was snacking on my house.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. Hey,
had to be done.
Yeah, because with witch, you also have the maiden mother crone trio. You know the maiden mother crone trio?
No.
So every witch coven...
Oh, it's three of them.
It's three of them, maiden mother crone. So maiden being like a young woman, mother being like a kind of middle-aged, often a bit more rotund as well, and then crone being like an old haggard woman. So you can kind of pick which one you want to be. Do you want to be the beautiful maiden witch, you know, like lying in a field of posies? Yeah, fair enough. But, or, you know, mother or crone. I guess nobody wants to be crone, really.
And so is it like
if I'm the crone, do I get the voice?
Yeah, oh yeah, I think the crone gets the voice.
See, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So when the maiden has a baby, does then they become the mother and the crone dies?
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose the idea is that the crone dies.
Oh, the crone is casted out, has to find a new pack.
Yeah.
Has to challenge the other crone.
Yeah, like a lion bride.
Like
that's
a lion.
Great. That's great. Well, I would like to be a warlock, but I'd like to be like an animate skeleton, so I can have a...
Oh, like skeleton.
Yeah,
you're going
to
be skeleton.
I'd like to have a skeleton. Like, and my magic is just like...
Jackson, you have a skeleton.
Touch it as much as I'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to like run my skeleton fingers on my skeleton skull and make like a noise.
Oh, yeah.
And talk this.
Yeah. You can do that now.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
We'll scalp you.
It's a bit muffled.
That sounds bad. Don't scalp
me. We'll scalp you.
Then I'm only a bit of a skeleton, dude. I want to be a whole skeleton. And I wear robes, and my magic just looks like lightning coming out of my hands. That's kind of like all it manifests as. And I sit on a throne that's got like more skulls on it. And maybe I got a skull belt buckle.
Are they your friends?
They're just dead guys I knew. My only friends, I think, are like a small furry, like idiot monster. And then... Well, maybe two small furry idiot monsters so I can be like, you bumbling boobs. I think that would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
I need people
that
I
does
can...
suit.
And then, you know, I just wander around the castle yelling at He-Man or whatever.
Going, yeah!
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 I feel like I've chosen the least magic person, though, I think. You know?
What are you talking about? You're a walking skeleton that shoots lightning out of his finger.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
No, but like,
no
so...
magic.
But like, Zoe could become a frog. And you could summon a thunderstorm. All I can do is be alive, which is pretty cool, I guess.
You're making it up. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
But traditionally...
Hey, you know what? I changed it so now you actually can. You can summon a thunderstorm.
Oh, my God.
And also, I changed it so now you can also become a frog.
Well, I changed it so that you two can't do those things.
No!
Damn it!
No!
And I've become
still get my cat?
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're not
then
just...
I'm fine.
You're just a woman living in a house with a cat, which I guess you are now, so... Like,
yeah, that's so...
Fair enough.
It's fine.
You've brought the hypothetical to real life. Okay.
I like to imagine that if I was a witch living in a forest in an old rundown shack, the inside of the shack has been renovated.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like shit outside. It's all decrepit and rotting. But
so
the inside,
gross.
There's like a library wall.
Yeah, it's got like a really nice postmodern twist to it. It's actually quite warm.
Yeah.
Some Scandi furniture.
Yeah.
Or like if you're like in a swamp, like a hot, stinking swamp, you step inside and immediately you're like, oh, air conditioning. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there's a dehumidifier in there.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, oh.
I guess you need...
I don't feel sticky.
You do need those creature comforts. Like, if you were a real wizard or a real witch or a real animate skeleton today, like, you...
If you're a modern skeleton.
Yeah, like, say, in your wizard tower, Hayden, you probably would need a TV. And same with you in your witch's shack, Zoe. You'd need, like, a TV.
I would need
and Wi-Fi. A Wi-Fi connection, yeah.
I fear that if I was to become a real wizard, my life would largely be the same because I would just be watching TV and doing this and I have to go to work. There's no money in wizardry.
Yeah.
I haven't got any time to be a wizard.
Yeah,
that's true.
And in Harry Potter lore, you can't wizard more money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Can we...
Well, I guess you could wizard... You could alchemy gold. That's the whole point of alchemy.
Yeah. Okay, can we try the intro to this episode?
But what do you do with gold?
Sell gold to gold sellers.
You go to one of those gold for cash places.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, here's a big thing.
I brought you more gold, good sir.
Well, I think you got to turn lead into gold is what alchemy is.
Where do you get lead? Lead's
so dangerous.
Yeah, I know, because you get lead poisoning.
Yeah, that's sad. Hey, can we try the intro to this episode as a wizard, a witch, and an animate skeleton, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And maybe I'll put it at the start. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on, I got it. Damn you, He-Man! Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey. Knock, 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 knock.
I'm Balthazar.
And I'm Zoe B.
Why did you guys do your normal name?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I didn't
have a witch name yet.
I didn't have a skeleton
name. Where's Balthazar?
Name.
They're all Balthazar.
And I'm Balthazar. Balthazar!
Okay, let's do it from the top. We're all Balthazar.
The top and we're all Balthazar.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second! I'm Balthazar!
And I'm Balthazar!
And I'm Balthazar!
And today's topic is Balthazar!
That's a great point. We all have different laughs, but each one is equally great.
Oh, thank you. I didn't hear your laugh, Jack. I only heard Zoe's and my own. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. All of mine.
And each laugh, I think, is in a different place, right? Different situation. So the witch laugh, I think, is where you're like, it's like, oh, you'll enjoy that apple. You'll enjoy it. A lot. Yeah, but it's like a poisoned apple, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah obviously, it's like Jackson.
We got the subject.
Okay, great, great. Well, I just get this blank stare from Zoe for some reason, and I was like, have I not somehow explained this?
That's just my
She's
thighs.
The witch! What do you mean? She gets
That's just my thighs!
Looked like someone was saying, like, what is he talking about? But then your love, Hayden, to me, is when somebody's like, oh, I could learn magic in an afternoon. And you're like, ho, 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 ho.
You have to commit your life to this.
You idiot. And then mine's obviously when He-Man's fallen in a trap.
Yeah.
Because I think I've won, but then He-Man, he pushes me
over. Mine was almost like Dr. Hibbert.
That's true. Maybe he is.
Is he still a character in The Simpsons? I haven't seen him in forever.
He is. He's
I haven't seen any new Simpsons. I don't know. I called it Simpsons. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, me and my partner are watching it. We're at season 23 now. It's we're in the wasteland of The Simpsons. Initially we were watching it because it's like it's really good to watch those early seasons. They hold up. They're hilarious.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. The golden era is still golden.
And
like,
then
from like 1 to 12 or whatever.
We kept watching because it was just something to have in the background, and it was interesting to be like, oh, we can see a little bit of a decline, but it's still pretty funny. And then,
like 12 to like 16 or 17 are like there's pretty solid episodes.
I would say it's probably more like 12 to 14. Is where it gets, and then you start to notice a real dip, and now it's like almost academic for us. We're like, we're like, how is it this bad? And so there's this chart you can find online, really great to look at, which is a rate. It's a chart of The Simpsons and every IMDb rating, and they color code it so that a 9 or whatever is green, and anything below a 5 or whatever is red. And you can watch as a kind of rot takes over The Simpsons as it gets redder and redder and redder as it moves on. And the first ones I could find only went to like season 25, but it's at season 31 now. And I found a chart that went to season 31, and it's getting so bad that some of the episodes are like sub 5 and they're black. So it really looks like The Simpsons is rotting, and it's
rotting and decaying.
It's great. It's really good.
Jesus.
But yeah, I think it's so fascinating to watch it, to be like, what has happened to this show? I love it.
Yeah. Well, isn't there like 6 different episodes that are a pun on Mona Lisa?
Probably.
The episode titles are like Moaning Lisa or whatever.
It's real bad. We watched an episode recently where it was revealed that The Simpsons are 1/64th black. And hey, let me give you the incredible lines from each character when they discover this. Okay, hold on to your horses, everyone, because it's bad.
Great.
Okay, Bart says, I guess that's why I'm so cool. Lisa says, I guess that's why my jazz is so smooth. And then Homer says, and that's why I earn less than my white co-workers. It is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Oh, that hurt. I stopped breathing when you said that.
It sucks. So much. And that was season 20. This was 2010 when this came out. Season 22, I think, is when that episode aired. The Color Yellow, it's called. Really bad. Just no good. So, man, if you want to go on like a kind of hell ride, like a roller coaster where you're like, at any point, this could come off the tracks and we could all die, try and watch all of The Simpsons because it's truly fascinating.
All right, that's the next challenge.
Genuinely recommend
it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to not do it. But I'm going to wait for you to watch all The Simpsons, and you guys can tell me the horrible bits.
Oh, well.
And I'll go, no, what happened to this
guy? Yeah. Well, it's funny because I think everybody's like, man, The Simpsons was great. And then, it just went bad for some reason. But actually, at 31 seasons, it's been more bad than good.
That's the thing. Like, at what point does it tip where it's like everyone just hates all of The Simpsons
because the
legacy... Because the legacy for those early seasons is so strong.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of rot to get rid of it. But I think we're nearly there.
Oh, for sure. If I'm like, The Simpsons is a bad show. Statistically, I'm right, because more of it's bad than good. If you imagine The Simpsons as an apple, and I'm like, well, the area around the stick is pretty good, but the rest of it's rotten and mushy. You couldn't, if I was like, it's a good apple, though, you'd be like, well, no, not really.
I don't think it is.
It's actually a pretty bad apple.
What you can say is I have good memories of the apple.
The bit that's around the sticker is actually really delicious. Like, it's actually one of the best apples I've ever had. But that really doesn't make up for the rest of the rotten apple and the amount of worms in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because if you get a knife and you slice out just the good bit of the apple, cut away all the rot, good apple.
Good apple, but also not much apple, really, is it?
No, not much apple, and a bit too much work.
Yeah, a bit too much work to get that bit of the apple. Here's another weird thing I've noticed about The Simpsons, watching so
much
of it.
That's where the analogy sort of falls down. It's very easy to watch an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an apple.
There is really no hard work involved.
Yeah.
A real weird thing that I've noticed with The Simpsons, and like it occupies a lot of my brain because I watch it nearly every day, like just before bed, we'll watch like a couple of episodes to wind down, but is...
Wouldn't that... Okay.
Wouldn't it rile
a crazy way to live your life?
Wouldn't it rile you up?
I know. I was gonna say, like, wouldn't it make you angry?
Well, no, because it's like it's just we just chuck it in the background, and then if something happens, we're like, whoa, this sucks. A weird thing I've noticed, right? So in the early seasons of The Simpsons, they would have characters come in that were voiced by guest stars. Yeah, like if you remember the Jessica Lovejoy episode where Reverend Lovejoy's daughter comes into town and she's like. Bart thinks she's a good girl and tries to befriend her because he's in love with her, but it turns out she's just as bad as Bart, and then she frames... Yeah. You remember that episode?
Yeah.
So that, I think Jessica Lovejoy was voiced by like Meryl Streep or someone, right? Like somebody, might not be Meryl Streep, but it's somebody, right? Like quite a big name.
Like people would come in and they would write characters for the person. Yeah.
But Meryl Streep, it is. Meryl Streep is never coming back to The Simpsons to voice Jessica Lovejoy. But they cannot retire Jessica Lovejoy, which means in the background of The Simpsons, from her introduction to the modern day, Jessica Lovejoy...
Meryl Streep.
She's... Oh my God, I was right. There you go. But she's there. Jessica Lovejoy is in the background of scenes. She's even like almost a focus of some episodes, but she never says a word because they can't get Meryl Streep back. And there are so many characters like that that just exist as like zombies, as like ghosts in the background of The Simpsons, where you're like... Like, imagine they just got a different voice actor, and then all of a sudden you have all these episodes you can do about Bart with his first love. And, I don't know, there's stuff you can do there. Or, like, another example is Ruth. Do you remember the episode where Marge befriends the next-door neighbor?
Oh, Ruth.
Yeah. Ruth.
I thought you said Ruth with an F. I'm like, what?
Ruth would have made an incredible reoccurring character as, like, Marge's best friend. As, like, a Lenny and Carl for Marge. Because...
Yeah, that'd be cool. Marge needs more friends.
She does.
She's got her sisters and that's it.
And because Ruth is, like... Clearly, her and Marge can get along. But Ruth is a little more grounded. She's a little more worldly. She's a little rougher around the edges. As opposed to Marge's squeaky clean persona. And doesn't that sound like you got so much potential for interesting episodes there that we never got?
Who voices Ruth?
I don't know.
Pamela Reed.
Who's that?
She's a comedian and actress. So they could get her back.
Yeah, but I think she's been in a couple of episodes. But then
this is not a Meryl Streep situation.
But why not bring her back? I never understand it. And then you get weird shit. So The Simpsons occupies a lot of my brain, obviously. So I apologize for this
rant. Get it out, man. Get it out.
You talk.
Okay.
You got to lance your brain.
This is lancing your brain.
Yeah.
Because these bubble up, I'll get ill and die if I don't get these in.
Yeah, it'll turn black.
Get it out.
Do you remember the episode? It's a later episode. Not that much later, but later than the classics era, where Mr. Burns falls in love with a woman. But he's like, he's old, so Homer needs to be there for all of their dates.
Yeah, okay.
Vaguely, yeah.
So, at the end of that episode, it's revealed that she's Snake's ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. Snake the criminal in The Simpsons, yeah?
Yeah.
The jailbird.
Snake jailbird. And they get back together. Now... That lady that Mr. Burns falls in love with is voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Elaine, you know, the classic sitcom. Yeah. Anyway, she comes back for like one or two lines nearly every season. So they can do it.
Huh.
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Weird.
Why is she coming back for this? Nothing. Anyway, I got to stop talking about The Simpsons or I'll fucking have a heart attack. You know what I mean? But I'm going to power to season 33 and have watched it all.
But then the thing is, this is unending. They're just going to keep pumping out The Simpsons because of people like you who keep watching The Simpsons. Are you at least pirating it so they're not getting any money?
I'm watching it on Disney+.
Oh, no.
I'm giving money to the big rat
You're
himself.
You're supporting the rot. You're the reason for the rot.
I'm rotting the Simpsons. Yeah, man. It's. Hey, look, if you want to really lose your mind, I recommend watching The Simpsons in its modern era, you know? And there's something fun as well about watching it and being like, I was 15 when this season came out. Yeah. These are my memories
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the later seasons, are there any like really solid episodes where you're like,
yeah, there
you
any,
know what,
any
in
anomalies?
A pile of trash, we found a diamond?
Last night, I watched an episode. You remember like there's that era of The Simpsons where it could give you like an emotional reaction? Like, yeah, do it for her, like that kind of era. Mm. So, if you know, the one where Homer...
The You Are Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those, so, yeah. I watched one episode that came close recently, and it was such a shock because it was in... the real wasteland of the season, where Lisa Simpson, she finds out that Marge was like a straight A student, and she's like, damn, like mom was so successful in school, why did she not become like anybody? And so Lisa starts being like, oh no, I don't want to turn out like my mom, because she's like, my mom met Homer and it ruined her life. And then Marge is really upset by this, because she's like, my daughter doesn't want to turn out like me, and it really like destroys her. And Lisa's like, I feel I got to get rid of all these distractions in my life or I'm going to turn out exactly like my mom. I want to go to this fancy academy. And they're like, okay, we'll try. But they find out it's really expensive. And then Marge talks with the... There's like a scene where she's like, hang on, give me 5 minutes. She goes and talks with the dean or whatever. And she comes out and she's like, there's a scholarship. You're allowed in. But then it's revealed that what actually happened is that Marge went in there and was like, I'll do all of the washing for the university or for the college if you let my daughter... And there's like a quite emotional scene at the end where Lisa finds this out and she's like, Mom, it's not worth it. I would love to turn out like you because you're such a nice person for doing this for me. Which is like such a shocking, like emotional episode in the middle of absolute pure trash. I think the episode that came after it was the Christmas episode that ends with a Muppets parody with Katy Perry in as live action, where the final scene is Mo being like, I'll kiss your belly button. And then he wraps around Katy Perry and she's like, that's not my belly button because it's her pussy. And then she's like, don't stop. And then we cut to the...
Getting growled out by Mo.
Yeah, and that's the end. So it was quite total dissonance. Anyway, watch The Simpsons. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
And I've been Zoe B.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mo.
Eat Katy Perry's pussy.
Goodbye.
Eat Katy Perry's pussy.